7:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, welcome back to the WRKO DAV Radiothon. It's happening all day today. We do this every year. It's my favorite show of the year. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985, 978-632-1985, or they fix now the glitch, so you can go to DAVMA.org, DAVMA.org. When you go to DAVMA.org, please just click on tickets, and you can make your donation online. This hour is brought to you by Kelly Financial, and on the phone with us now is the man himself, El Hombre, William Kelly Jr. William, buddy, how are you?
Only you can come up with nicknames, Jeff. So fantastic. How about yourself?
How's the big cheese? How are you, my friend? The power behind the throne.
Great. I'm especially doing great this morning, too. I'm really excited for this whole event.
Well, you know, William, I've known you since you were almost knee-high. You and I go back many, many years, as you know, through your dad, your late father, God bless him, Bill Kelly. You've always been a staunch supporter of the vets, of disabled veterans, of everyone who served our country. And so, William, I want to ask you, you're a young man, you're still a teenager, you're in high school. What is it about the veterans, and what is it about the DAV in particular, that means so much to you?
Well, I'm not going to make this about myself, but I do want to talk about my father a little bit. And he served in the U.S. Army National Guard for a little bit, and then after that, he went to the U.S. Air Force, and another 4 years in the Air Force as an avionics engineer, and he was pioneering computer guidance systems for the F-15 jets, and essentially he did some very crucial work for the military. And having that legacy, especially a legacy he hardly talked about, not many people know about, I definitely want to honor and respect that. And the DAV, all the veterans, I was raised in an atmosphere where I was always admiring them. They were my heroes. And the military, to me, was like a knight in shining armor to other kids, or, you know, just that big heroic figure that I always looked up to. It was always the military. And that's how I was raised. And I appreciate that. I thank God for that, because they've done so much that you and I can't even understand. And I mean, that's why organizations like the DAV exist, and the DAV is probably one of the only charities I have 100% trust and respect for, and I know exactly what they're doing, and everything they do is something that I would want to do. And being on the same page as the DAV, I'm also equally grateful for that. Now, I'm going to make this quick, Jeff, because I just want to get the important stuff out of the way first. But last year, obviously, I wasn't here to donate. But now that the event is happening this year and the whole function, I was able to save up money for an extra year. And so personally, this year I'm donating $5,000. And even better news, my mother decided to match that and double it in a total of $15,000 to the DAV. And all we want to do is support them. And my mom.
Holy mackerel.
It's the only organization, Jeff, that we feel like deserves this much money right here, right now. And I just have only admiration and respect.
Wow, William. Wow. Whoa. So hold on. So you're giving $5,000 of your own money. This is money out of your pocket that you've been saving up over the last couple of years.
Yes, sir.
That's going to come straight out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the audience out there, can you tell them, how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
You're 15 years old?
Yes, sir.
And basically, what you've scrounged and saved and, you know, whatever, the last couple of years, you're going to give it all to the DAV.
There's no other place I'd really want it to go.
And so, and your mother, God bless her, co-founder, president of Kelly Financial, is not only going to match the $5,000, she's going to double it. So the total contribution from the Kelly clan is $15,000.
Yes, sir.
Mwah! I mean, really, William, you know me. I only have eyes for my wife. You know that. But I love you in a non-sexual way, my friend.
I love you too, Jeff. And I thank God for me being able to know your family and him giving us, you know, the opportunities to know people like you. It's really something special.
William, I got to tell you, I've got a tear in my eye. your father is looking down from on high with immense pride. You really are a chip off the old block. I got to tell you that. You're your own person, no question about it. You're your own man. You're going to be your own person. But, you know, your dad had a great heart. He was a generous man, successful man, but generous man. And you've taken a lot after your father. You really have.
I appreciate it. I think this is what he would want us to do in this situation. And I want to do this in honor of him. And so does my mother, and so does my sister. And it's something that is very prominent in our lives. The United States military is something that has been a force of good for years. You know that. You study a lot of history. You know a lot about the United States. And if there's one thing about America that makes it great, it's its military.
Oh, the best.
It's important that we support them. It's important that we support people that need help, too.
The best. Our military's the best. Our vets are the best. I say this all the time. And, you know, William, you know this almost better than anybody because you've met so many of them. Our vets, our disabled vets, and when you meet them and, you know, and you've been there, your father was heavily involved in causes for the military, and you see them, you know, God bless them, they're, they're in their wheelchairs, you know, they have missing limbs, many of them are quadriplegic, paraplegic. I remember one event that we did, what was it, six years ago, and there was an incredible veteran, literally paralyzed from the neck down, threw himself on a grenade in Afghanistan. Your father and I were right next to him, and he did it to save his other fellow comrades, his brothers in arms, from an attack by the Taliban, and saved about 16 lives, 16 of his fellow soldiers. And paralyzed, literally, can never walk again, can't move his arms, can't move his legs. And when I asked him if he had any regrets, he said, for my brothers, for this country, for America, I would do it all over again. And, you know, your dad teared up, I teared up. I mean, you're right. They're the best of the best. And for them, they deserve the best. William, I want, please do me a favor. When you get off the phone, can you please thank your mother from me, from the bottom of my heart? Thank Mary Madeline. Thank everybody at Kelly Financial for everything, for sponsoring the show, sponsoring this hour, sponsoring this radiothon, and for this incredibly generous donation.
I'll do it as soon as I can, Jeff. And these people are the most honorable and respectable people in the world.
William, buddy, before I let you go, my friend, Ashton, Ava keep asking about you. I know you're very busy with your studies. You're doing homework. You got all kinds of other extracurricular activities. You're in high school now. They don't see you as often. They're like, when can we see? They call him Cousin William. No. Even though he's technically not a cousin, but they call him a cousin.
I see him as cousins, honestly. That's whenever I'm somewhere and friends are asking where I am, I say, oh, I'm with my cousins right now. I'm with my little cousins.
So they're like, where's Cousin William? We want to see Cousin William. We want to play with Cousin William. We want to go to the movies with Cousin William. So when I mean, you think you're going to be free anytime soon that we can see each other a little bit? The kids miss you.
Well, the good news is that actually exam weeks are coming up, and then I'll have a lot of free time then. And especially on the weekends, I'll more than definitely be able to hang out.
Excellent. And hopefully we're going to see each other for Thanksgiving, right?
Of course.
Excellent. Okay, William.
I hope so.
Buddy, I will be seeing you very soon. I'm going to give Ashton and Ava the good news. They're going to be excited. William, thank you once again. God bless you. God bless your mom, Mary Madeline, everybody at Kelly Financial.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless.
Take care. 617. I love that kid. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, boy, time flies. I can't believe it's already 8 o'clock. Okay, my friends, this hour of the WRKO DAV Radiothon has been brought to you by Kelly Financial. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985. 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. davma.org. When you go to davma.org, please click on tickets. And that's when you can make your donation. Okay, my friends, we're going to, Sandy, can I squeeze a call in? We can't? Okay, because I think we have Paul Wahlberg, right? Okay. Wow. It's just one after another. All right. So joining us now is Paul Wahlberg. You know him, world famous chef, Wahlburgers. We've had him on before. He's a big supporter of the DAV. This hour of the WRKO DAV Radiothon is brought to you by MyPillow. You can get a standard MyPillow for $19.99 in honor of our veterans. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985, 978-632-1985, or go to davma.org, davma.org. Be sure to click on tickets to make a donation online. Paul, happy Veterans Day. Welcome back. And I got to ask you, how are you doing, my friend?
We're doing well. No, plugging along.
Well, from what I'm reading, you guys are doing a little bit more than doing well. But Mazel Tov, God bless you. Paul, I want to ask you, why the DAV? You're a well-renowned chef. People know you. People know, they know your brothers. They know your family. They know all of you. You could, many charities, many causes, but the DAV is dear to your heart. Why?
Supporting the veterans is a huge thing for us, especially, those who are, injured and wounded and things like that. We want to make sure that we're there to support them for, the sacrifices that they made. So it's hugely important for me and for my entire family.
Paul, I'm just curious. When you talk to a lot of people, you're a reality TV star, obviously you're an actor, you're a chef, you got, Wahlburgers. I could go on and on and on. Your resume is, as long as my arm. You talk to a lot of people, you get around. Do you get the sense that people are starting to forget about our vets?
And no.
You're saying no. You're saying people remember the vets and they know how important they are.
When the people that I talk to and when you mention things like that, they're very supportive. And I think it's important for everybody, but it's a difficult time right now because, obviously we're still, working our way through the pandemic and things like that. And so there's a lot of distractions in the world. You'll have to forgive me. My dog has decided to play with her toy. But there's a lot of distractions currently that we're dealing with. But no, I don't believe that people are forgetting about the veterans. I think that there's still that support is out there, and it's important for all of us. But I believe that people are out there supporting, and I know people don't forget.
That's great. That's great to hear, Paul. Paul, I'm just curious. I know you do this every year. You're an incredibly generous man. You want to do an auction and let's see who, the highest bidder. And what do they get? What does the highest bidder get? Do they get Paul Wahlberg to cook them a gourmet first class meal for them and their friends?
Yes, for 8 people. We will come to your home. We will prep the meal. I'll do everything. I'll be there in person. It's served with wine. It's, like I said, six courses. We do a little salumi platter when we get there. It's an awesome experience. And then I wash the car. I clean the house, clean the kitchen. I do laundry. I get everything squared away. But it really is, there's zero heavy lifting outside of the donation, and allowing me in your house, of course, because you never know. But, you know, get in there and, you know, we just do a great, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's for all the right reasons.
Paul, I mean, but now I'm just, because the audience is going to be asking this question. Do they have to pay the food and then you just come and cook and prepare it? Or do you bring the food?
No, I bring the food. We bring everything. And
the food, the wine, the whole thing.
The whole thing. And we come in and, you know, it's a great experience. And it's a lot of fun for me because I get to meet people and speak to different people. But we come in, it's, you know, we can, you know, we design a menu. We do the wine pairings. And, you know, it's like I said, it's six courses. We start with a couple of appetizers, go into a salad, go into a pasta course, and then we do a meat course, a fish course, and dessert, and, you know, everything's really? Prepared from scratch. Yes.
Whoa.
Everything's
meat
prepared
and a fish
scratch.
Course, both?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Paul, do you guys throw some steaks? You guys put some steaks
sure.
there?
We do steaks. We'll do duck. We'll do, you know. And
duck.
We even do special requests.
Really? And is there a dessert thrown in as well?
Yes, dessert is the final course, and you know, it's all, and like I said, it's all house made. Everything's prepared from scratch.
That's incredible! Wow, and wine, the whole thing, that's thrown in as well.
Yes, sir.
Paul, ho 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 ho! Now, Paul, I'm just curious because people, you know, and it's not just that it's going to be a world class 5-star meal. It's you get to meet Paul Wahlberg. So you can impress your friends, right?
Which tends to be an overrated experience. We just do the flip echo.
So it's for 8 people, correct?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you can call your friends over, your family. Hey, say, hey, I got a surprise for you tonight. Not only going to eat like kings and queens, you know what? Wahlberg's going to be in the house.
Yeah, it's and like I said, it's a lot of fun, and it's, we're doing it for all the right reasons, which is the single most important thing. You know, we're donating our time and the food, obviously, and the people, you know, we're doing it for, donating money for the charity. So it really is a win-win.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Paul, I'm just curious. I mean, is there any possibility maybe Mark or Donnie can come on in?
I will try, but I can't promise. They have very, very busy schedules.
Oh, I know, but
they would love to be there, and they support everything that we do. So it's
maybe make a guest appearance, come in for a couple of minutes, say hi, take a few pictures.
I would love to promise it, but I can't because, like I said, their schedules are so packed.
I hear you.
But they are absolutely there in spirit. They you know, like I said, my entire family, you know, we're very supportive of the veterans, and we love getting out there.
Oh, I know Paul. Look, all kidding aside, I mean, I know the kind of checks Mark Wahlberg has sent in to the DAV. Donnie has sent in. You are incredibly gracious with your time, very generous. You do this outside of COVID. Last year was an exception, but that you do this every single year. This is a very expensive meal. This is top quality food. You're a top quality chef. You know, you're going to donate so much of your time. Paul, look, I'm thinking we start the bidding. $1,000? Should we start the bidding at $1,000?
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask everyone to do, okay? You want an incredible experience. It's once in a lifetime, I'm telling you. The chef himself, Paul Wahlberg, will come to your home. He brings all of the food. It's a 6-course gourmet meal. You're going to eat like you've never eaten before. That includes meat, fish, appetizers, wine, dessert, la creme de la creme, as the French would say. The best of the best. 8 friends. This is, look, $1,000 is cheap I'm telling you, let's start off with $1,000 to get this baby rolling. You can either call, and then we'll just do an auction. Start at 1,000, and we'll see how high we can take this. Remember, it's for an incredibly good cause. 978-632-1985. 978-632-1985. Or you can do it online as well. DAVMA.org. DAVMA.org. Please just click on tickets and make your auction bid. We're starting at $1,000. Paul, I know you're very busy. I'm going to let you go. Paul, I'm just curious. I remember a couple years ago, I said, hey, Paul, will you come over to my house and cook a nice dinner?
And I still haven't gotten directions. You haven't given me the address. I haven't gotten directions to your house. Well, I can only go where I know.
I thought you said you're not my kind of people. I said, nah, Jeff, you're not my kind of people, Jeff. I have standards. Yeah,
I would never, ever say that.
I'm kidding. I'm just pulling your leg. Paul, listen, again, great man, great community. Honestly, people love you here, and that you're always there for our vets and our disabled vets. Paul, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful Veterans Day. Thank you, Paul.
And you as well, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
Because that you do the real work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Paul Wahlberg, his stuff is phenomenal, as you know. He's a great chef, and also he's a really good patriot. 617-266-6868. Okay, $1,000. You get an 8-person meal. It's going to be for 8 people that you can bring to your home. He will come to your home and they will set up your home. They'll bring all the food, all the alcohol, all the wine. They will prepare it right there. They will serve you. You will be like a prince and a princess, and you can talk to Paul, and who knows, maybe even some family members. Mark and Donnie may show up, not promising, but you never know. So call now, 978-632-1985, or go to DAVMA.org, 978-632-1985, or go to DAVMA.org. Let's start at $1,000. Come on, Cooner Country. Let's raise some money. Our vets deserve it. Okay, 617-266-6868 is the number. I want to also take your calls as well. Share your stories about a veteran or a disabled veteran, family member that means something to you and you want to share it with the audience. All right, a lot more to come. Don't touch that dial.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away
19 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. My friends, it's Happy Veterans Day to all of our vets out there. The annual Radiothon to benefit disabled American veterans, the DAV. And I've got some really nice news. The auction for Paul Wahlberg's meal for 8, a gourmet meal for 8 people, all the food, they bring it, the steaks, the fish, the appetizers, the dessert, the wine, the alcohol, the whole thing. It's now at $2,500. So please, let's get it up even higher. Frankly, $2,500 is great, but let's see if we can go a little higher. If you want to bid on this auction, he will come right to your home, gourmet chef, cook everything right in front of you, serve everything right in front of you. Yeah, it'll for 8 people. Really, you can really impress your family and friend. Believe me, your family and friends are going to remember this night for the rest of their lives. Apparently, we can't do the auctioning through the DAVMA.org website. Can't be done online, only through the number. So please call if you want to make a bid, 978-632-1985. 978-632-1985. The WRKO DAV Radiothon is happening all day today. This hour is brought to you by MyPillow. You can get a standard MyPillow for $19.99 in honor of our veterans. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. That's 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. Please click on the tickets button. Click on tickets when you want to make a donation online. And I'm going to get to your calls, I promise. On the phone with us now is Dan Magoon. He is a committed, driven community leader. He has successfully led the nonprofit Massachusetts Fallen Heroes. Dan served with the Army as a paratrooper, completing combat deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is also a disabled American veteran life member, a great patriot, a hero. Dan Magoon, thank you so much for coming on the Cooner Report. Happy Veterans Day. And Dan, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service.
Jeff, good morning. Hey, it's an honor to be with you again this year. And I just want to add, I'm a proud, proud DAV member. I'm a proud life member. DAV has done a lot for me since I got out of the Army back in 2007. So I'm proud to be a part of this great organization.
Dan, for the audience out there, because many are considering, you know, these are tough times. Inflation and supply chain shortages. And anyway, this it's the pandemic. It's been a tough time economically for the country. Why give to the DAV? What does the DAV mean to you, Dan Magoon?
Well, most importantly, I think, you know, veterans throughout the generations of time here in America, we've lived through everything. The DAV has been there consistently through the good times and bad. In this great country. And you know, a lot of people think we're going through really, really tough times right now. But for veterans, it's all the same. And we need to be able to provide services and programs to support them and their families. And the DAV does that, as I said, consistently, regardless of what the climate's like. You know, things are tough right now. The country's divided. We have the pandemic. You know, money's tight, inflation, like you mentioned. But veterans still need services. They still need care. And the DAV steps up and does it no matter what. And, you know, this is a very important cause, obviously, to me. And I've been proud to be a part of the DAV. But everything they do behind the scenes to help veterans, obviously, here in Massachusetts, is above everyone else. And they get things done and they have an impact. So I think I'd stress that, you know, folks need to find a way to help if they can. And remember, it doesn't matter what things are like. You know, we still got veterans serving. We still got veterans coming home, and it doesn't stop. The programming and the services that the DAV provides here in Massachusetts does not stop, regardless of what's going on the outside.
Dan, if I'm getting too personal, please tell me. And by the way, we've got about 2 minutes left. But you said when you came back after you served in Iraq and Afghanistan, I believe you said 2007 as an Army veteran, that they helped you. How did they help you, Dan?
Well, I've had the privilege and the honor to work with the DAV professionally since we started Mass Fallen Heroes in 2010. They were a huge partner of ours and supporter of ours, and we still do great work together. A lot of that work gets done, as I mentioned, behind the scenes and helping veterans. Me personally, you know, I went through my issues with the VA. You know, I had the beautiful thing about the DAV, and I'll mention Dan Stack by name, is it's almost like an open door policy. When you have an issue, Dan takes it. Dan gets personal with it. Dan makes sure that things get done. And today, Jesse Flynn's followed in his footsteps. You pick up the phone, Jesse gets things done. Outside of that, obviously, the DAV as a whole across the Commonwealth is there to support their members. It's there to help their members in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a disability claim or whether it's an issue with the VA or even most recently, an issue with civil service issues. I mean, that's one big thing that we've always had an issue with, and the DAV has stepped up and worked with these cities and towns and worked with these veterans, particularly police and firefighters, to make sure that they get their benefits and they get the help that they need when nobody else will help them. So I've had the opportunity to do it on both sides. I've benefited as a veteran, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of my membership, but I've also been there to help other veterans and sit there and witness and watch the impact that the DAV has on servicing and helping veterans across the Commonwealth.
We have been talking with Dan Magoon. He's a Patriots patriot. He served with the Army as a paratrooper, completing combat deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. He served multiple tours of duty. He is also a disabled American Veteran Life member. Dan, I can't thank you enough for your patriotism and for your service. God bless you. Thank you, Dan. Okay, your calls next. On the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. Okay, this hour of the WRKO DAV Radiothon is brought to you by MyPillow. You can get a standard MyPillow for $19.99. It's an incredible deal in honor of our veterans. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985, 978-632-1985, or go to davma.org, davma.org. Please click on tickets to make your online donation. Okay, my friends, I had to pre-tape this interview. You got to hear this. It's an incredible story by an incredible veteran. You are going to be riveted. It is Richard Cook. He's feeling under the weather. I had to do the interview in his home. Roll it, lightning. Welcome back to WRKO's annual Radiothon to benefit the DAV, Disabled American Veterans. Very special show to me, the most special show of the year. And here is, you want to talk about a great American hero. Right now, my guest is Richard Clyde Cook. Richard Cook was an LCM boat coxswain. He was on the John Land PA-167. He was also in the 2nd Air Drone Battalion Fleet Marine Force and spent 3 years during World War II in the Pacific Ellis Islands. Essentially, he was fighting the Imperial Fascist Japanese for much of World War II. And he was everywhere. I'm not kidding. He was part of the key battle to retake the Philippines. He was in New Guinea. He was in Iwo Jima, Mount Suribachi. He, in fact, was shot in the hip during a land battle in the Pacific. In New Guinea, he was struck across his wrist, collarbone, and shoulder with a sword. In fact, he would have been beheaded had the sword not hit the wing of the plane on impact. What he did was he was preventing a Japanese pilot from detonating a bomb underneath his plane. And he was also, by the way, the first to carry the flag to the top of Mount Suribachi. So joining us now is Richard Clyde Cook. Mr. Cook, thank you so much for coming on WRKO. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and it's a privilege to talk to you.
Mr. Cook, I got to ask you, you spent, what, 3 years fighting the Japanese in the Pacific. Could you just give us a sense of what it was like to be on the Pacific theater during World War II?
The Japanese came from all walks of life, and they had one thing, one desire, and they do anything to do it. Because if they died fighting for the emperor, then they would go to the samurai's heaven. That's what they were told. If they came from the lowest rung of life in Japan, which is nothing, and suddenly they have an opportunity to be a samurai, whether in heaven or where, you better believe they're taking it. Most of them had this fixation that if they surrender, but they were going to be killed because they were told we don't take prisoners. On Iwo Jima, I was going ashore. I heard this guy call me, and I looked up. It was a Japanese prisoner, and come to find out, he was in the United States in L.A., went to college and everything else, and he graduated with honors, and he went back to Japan to show his parents. They were very wealthy. He started talking to me right away, and he was a godsend, because then he went with me around to the cage where we knew there were Japanese hiding, just waiting for you to stick your head over the rim. And he would call down in Japanese. And then they would surrender and come to the surface and with no more casualties.
Now, I'm just curious. Could you tell us the story about what happened in New Guinea? It's almost out of a Hollywood movie.
Sure. My executive officer says, Cook, they're having problems on the only landing area on the beach. And it appears a Japanese plane skidded up onto the beach. And underneath the plane was this big bomb. And it had you could see the detonation charge on the nose of the bomb and then the line going up to the pilot's quarters. In other words, where he got to where he wanted, he'd give it a yank or blow everything up. I went down. I looked at him. The canopies, everything else, were all shattered from anti-aircraft fire. And they were stooped over the pilot, the radio operator, and the rear gunner. They were all stooped over. I figured they were dead. I went up. I wanted to disarm that bomb. And I put my hand on a wing, and I bent down. And I was just getting ready to detach the device from the nose of the bomb, and somebody hollered, and I looked up, and here's the Jap pilot with his sword standing right above me on the wing. I didn't have a rifle. I had John Brown's 1911-45. When he came down with the sword, I instinctively put my arm up, and he came down with the sword, almost severed my wrist, got me right down the chest, and at that time I did shoot him, and I did want him. He was coming right on top of me, so I just pushed him away a little bit because I didn't want all his blood all over me and everything. That was the end of him.
Mr. Cook, I've got to ask you, I mean, we're kind of running out of time a little bit, but I want to ask you this question. Some people have criticized the decision by then-President Harry Truman to drop the two atomic bombs, one on Hiroshima and one on Nagasaki. What did you make of that decision by Truman to drop the two bombs?
It was the only thing that we could do, because even the Japanese women and children were armed and taught to fight to the death. They went to the Samurai's heaven if they killed one of us. You see?
So in other words, a lot of American soldiers would have been killed if they tried to invade the home islands of Japan.
Absolutely. And we tried to get them to surrender time after time after time. And they just, no surrender. After the bomb, they surrendered unconditionally.
When you and your fellow Marines, when you found out, you got the news that the Japanese had surrendered, what was your reaction? What was the reaction of your fellow Marines?
I was really, really happy, not only for myself and what I've been through, but for the people that were going to go there. And so after we did drop the bomb, they were very cordial. The fight was all gone. They came forward and did everything they could to help us.
Well, Mr. Cook, fascinating interview. I just want to say this to you directly from the bottom of my heart. I cannot thank you enough for your service, your patriotism, your bravery, your courage. If it were not for men, heroes, and you truly are an American hero, If it were not for patriots and heroes like you, God knows what would have happened to the world in 1945. Thank you so much.
I thank you for caring.
Huh? What'd I tell you? Was that an incredible, riveting interview or what? The greatest generation of all time. Okay, my friends, you're not going to believe this. To all of you, mwah, I love you in a non-sexual way, of course. We are now up to $6,200 on the auction for the Paul Wahlberg special dinner at your house. $6,200, huh? If you want to continue to bid, call 978-632-1985. 978-632-1985. Margot in Hudson. Thanks for holding, Margot, and welcome. Did we lose Margot? Okay, who do you want to go to next? Let's go to Joseph in New Bedford. Thanks for holding, Joseph, and welcome.
Hello, Jeff. I'm Lucia's husband. She talked to you before.
Yes.
And I served in the Navy. My dad was in the Army. My uncle was in the Air Force. And it's just crazy with all the stuff going on. And I just wanted to say that, you know, that we would love to work with that veterans group that you also work with. My wife, as I said, is a wedding and event planner. I do media work. And we're looking to hire people. I want to put a link to how they can contact us, like on today's podcast or video when you put it on Rumble or YouTube, so they know how to contact us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Joseph, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I want to thank you and your whole family for your service. I mean, look at this. It's a family of veterans. It's a beautiful thing. Happy Veterans Day to all of you. A lot more to come next.